Spears back with you, and away we go on a Getaway Friday, October the 1st, 2021. First Friday in the month of October. October! 17 minutes past the hour here. We're still doing Family Feud. We've got one elusive answer left. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Now, the answers we have: getting a newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, washing the car, and gardening. But there's still one answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here and we will get you on the air. And maybe you can provide us with that final number. Now, we're going to do a drawing at the end of this hour for tickets to Boo at the Zoo or the Wilds. Now, we've got Jean in twice here, Mary in three times at this point, as Rich gave his entries to Mary. But does anybody know what that final answer is? Now, we have given everybody 15 minutes to think about it. Does anybody know what it is? Let's see if this person is the smart person who's going to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about sweeping?
Sweeping. No sweeping on the list. No sweeping on the list today. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. What is the final answer today? Go ahead, caller.
Sitting in a lawn chair.
Not sitting in a lawn chair. Not sitting in a lawn chair today. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Go ahead, caller.
Is it letting out the dog?
Not letting out the dog. Good guess, though. Not letting out the dog. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's a dumb answer, Scott, but let's go for, like, grilling or barbecuing or just cooking something, going out on the patio and grilling.
Nothing to do with cooking outside.
Yeah, as best I can think of, but yeah, this is a weird one. I'm really curious now. Thank you.
Nothing to do with cooking outside. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. We've got getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, washing the car, and gardening, but there's still one answer we do not have. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it is? Now, at the end of this hour, we're going to draw for a pair of tickets for Boo at the Zoo, which I believe the first weekend for that is this weekend. Go ahead, caller.
Checking the mailbox.
Not checking the mailbox.
Bang. Okay.
Not checking the mailbox. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing their bathrobe. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing their bathrobe. What is this answer? Go ahead, caller.
Mowing the yard.
Not mowing the yard. Good guess, though. Not mowing the yard. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. What's the final answer here? Think about your neighborhood. Go ahead, caller.
Picking up trash or sticks in the yard?
Not picking up trash or sticks. Not being a good recycling person. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not sure anybody said this, Scott, but this is a good answer. Just checking to see what the weather is like, seeing if it's raining or snowing, if it's windy, so you can decide what kind of clothing to wear after you take your bathrobe off. So
no checking the weather.
Sticking your head outside to check the weather. That's a good answer. Okay, well, I'm still thinking. Thank you.
No checking the weather. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe is the question. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the answer is? Go ahead, caller.
Roofing his house.
What's that?
Roofing his house.
roofing is. Have you done this?
No, sir, but I have witnessed some people down south doing this.
Well, I tell you, that's a good answer, not the answer, but I appreciate the effort there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, not a bad guess at all. Roofing their house in a bathrobe. Now, see, I'd pay to see that. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Oh, we lost our caller. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe this is the caller we lost on the toll-free highway. Go ahead, caller.
Washing windows.
Not washing windows. That's a good guess.
Darn it. All right, thanks.
Have you ever roofed your house in your bathrobe? Oh, we lost our caller. I wanted to know if he roofed his house in his bathrobe there. All right. Seems like an outdoorsy guy. Go ahead, caller.
What about talking to their neighbors?
Not talking to their neighbors. Not talking to their neighbors. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing their bathrobe. 740-383-9944. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
I think I'd pay to watch somebody roofing his or her house in a bathrobe. It would be kind of dangerous because bathrobes are loose-fitting. So, good answer. I mean, I guess if that's your thing. Here's my answer, Scott. This one might be there. As an aficionado, although I don't wear my bathrobe, I don't even have a bathrobe, when I do this exercising, doing jumping jacks or just going outside and lifting weights, jumping jacks, sit-ups, wearing a bathrobe.
No exercising in the bathrobe.
Well, that's a good answer. Okay, wouldn't you love to see somebody roofing in a bathtub? That would be a...
In a bathtub?
In a bathrobe.
Oh, bathrobe, yeah. Well, I think it'd be an interesting process.
One of America's funniest home videos.
Hey, just go to Alabama, everybody does it.
Yeah, and lawn mowing, I mean, again, bathrobes fit loosely, so the robe could get caught, like, under the mower, and that could be very bad. So you kind of want to wear tighter-fitting clothing when mowing. I was thinking about that also. But okay, exercising is a good answer, but I'll keep thinking. Thank you.
No exercising on the list. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. That's the answer we're looking for here. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. Go ahead, caller.
No exercising on the list.
Go ahead.
Smoking.
What's that?
While
smoking cigarettes.
No smoking. Now, turn your radio down when you call in, because sometimes if it's in the background, I can hear you okay, but if it's that loud in front of you, it's kind of hard to hear. Smoking is not on the list. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Tickets to Boo at the Zoo, or a pair of tickets to the Wild, you can choose, will draw at the end of this hour. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a guess here? We've got, let's see if this person has the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Drinking a cup of coffee.
That's a good guess. Not on the list, though.
Okay, thank you.
No drinking a cup of coffee on the list today. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. 740-383-9944. Gardening, washing the car, taking out the trash, watering the grass, getting the newspaper, all on the list, but one answer evades us. Might have to give a hint here so we can get on to the next topic. If we don't get this pretty soon, in the next 4 minutes, maybe I'll give a hint. Go ahead, caller.
How about reading?
No reading, but that's a good guess. No reading on the list, but definitely a very good guess here today. something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. Does anybody know what that would be? Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. We've got getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, washing the car, gardening. All right, go ahead, caller.
Me once again, Scott. We've had several car answers. How about working on the car, like changing the oil, adding antifreeze or windshield washer fluid? You might want to do that if you need it before driving, if you're wearing your robe. I guess it's not that bad, especially if you're in the garage. Is that a motorcycle, working on your car or motorcycle or some other vehicle?
Not working on your vehicles.
Okay, well, I tried, Scott. Thank you.
No working on the vehicles today. 740-383-9944. Alrighty here, let's go to the next call. Go ahead, caller.
How about walking the dog or letting the dog out?
No, good answers though. No walking the dog or letting the dog out. Name something you have seen your neighbor doing outside wearing a bathrobe. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead. Well, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Taking in the trash can.
Not bringing in the trash can. Good guess.
All righty.
Not bringing in the trash can. That's a good guess as well. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing while wearing a bathrobe. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Sitting on the front porch.
Not sitting on the front porch. Not sitting on the front porch. Something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. This is where we are today. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Putting up a privacy fence so that you cannot eyeball him.
Well, see, that's where this whole thing starts, is that you need a privacy fence if people are seeing you outside in your bathrobe anyway.
Exactly, correct.
Exactly. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
All right, 740-383-9944. Oh, let's see here. This has been a rough one. Name something you've seen your neighbor doing outside while wearing a bathrobe. We've got getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, washing the car, gardening. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Filling up the bird feeder.
Filling up the bird feeder. Not on the list, but have you ever roofed a house in your bathrobe?
No, I have not roofed my house, bathrobe, or any house.
You know,
that would be impossible, I think.
Yeah, I don't know where. In Alabama, I bet they do it, though.
All right, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Anybody from Alabama has always got a little, artsy-crapsy nature to them. 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about exercising?
No exercising on the list. Exercising does not make the list today. Well, here we are, 30 minutes past the hour. Let's see if this person's got the correct answer. All righty, go ahead, caller.
How about flashing the neighbor just before the cops come?
Is this, have you put your privacy fence up yet? There's a lot of questions.
Hey, nobody else is getting it.
Well, you know what's funny? Eventually I'm going to have to get... I would not think this would be a tough one. That's the answer is not really complicated. It's
okay, we're making it that way.
Yeah, it's a very common thing. I bet you... it's not 100%, but I bet you 70% of the people who've given answers... did this morning before they left the house. And it could have been on a day like today when the weather is, you know, fairly okay. It could be in the bathrobe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said goodbye to my companion. Is that it?
Ah, now we're getting close. You said
okay.
Goodbye. See how easy it is here? But it's not saying goodbye. It's what?
Kissy, kissy?
There you go. That's it. Kiss on this list, it says kissing your spouse, but companion, whatever. But, you know, now how easy was that? When you really thought about it, what we do in our bathrobes, now that probably happened more this morning than watering the grass.
Okay, well, I needed a little help.
A little help. But we got there. Now we can go on to the next category.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Yes, it was kissing the spouse. Think about that. How many people give their spouse a kiss before they leave, or companion, and they do it in their bathrobe because one is ready to go to work and one is not? That happens a lot. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
How's about cleaning out the gutters?
Not cleaning out the gutters, but that's another Alabama one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Not cleaning out the gutters. It was kissing the spouse. Kissing the spouse. So the answers were, let's see. Oh, we got Sharon, and I got to write her name down here. Maybe she'll go to Boo at the Zoo this weekend with her companion. We've got name something you've seen your neighbor doing while wearing a bathrobe. The answers were getting the newspaper, watering the grass, taking out the trash, washing the car, kissing the spouse goodbye, and gardening. All right, now we'll get on to the next category here. 33 minutes past the hour. Let's see what we've got. Oh, this will be a fun one. We should be able to knock this one out pretty quick. Six answers. Name something that starts with the word chow. C-H-O-W. Chow. Name something that starts with the word chow. Six answers. C-H-O-W. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Let's see what we've got coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Chow down.
Chow down. Let's see here. Chow down, number five on the list. Any update on Geraldo and his angry producer, Rob?
No, I actually am on vacation, and I couldn't remember what the number was.
Oh, well, let me give you the number, because heaven knows we need an update today. And since you got some spare time here, the number at the station, let's see here. Now, I'll give you two. It's
216-578-1100,
and the other 1100. And the other number is, because we need to know why they're lying to poor Sarah. That was awful yesterday. Okay, where's the other number here? Let me find it. It is... When did I put this down? Oh, here it is. 216-520-2600.
Okay.
Yeah. And the questions to ask here, does Geraldo know anything about this? And apparently Rob is the guy you got to talk to.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Rob. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene's in the drawing here, and maybe we'll have an update on our Geraldo notebook. Yes, chow down was number five. Name something that starts with the word chow. C-H-O-W. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that starts with the word chow. Go ahead, caller.
How about chow mein?
Chow mein, number one answer on the list. Now, what exactly is chow mein?
Chow mein noodles.
Just the noodles?
It's the little crunchy noodles.
Oh, okay. You don't put any kind of meat in there?
I'm sorry?
Any kind of meat in the chow mein?
I think you can do beef or pork or... whatever.
Okay. Well, it's a number one answer.
Yay!
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mary is in again. Chow mein, number one on the list here. Name something that starts with the word chow. C-H-O-W. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still have five answers here on the list. The only ones we have chow mein and we have chow down. What are the other five answers? Name something that begins with the word Chow. C-H-O-W. 37 minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. Go ahead, caller.
Chow line.
What's that?
A chow line.
A chow line?
Yeah, getting out of chow line to eat.
Yeah, not chow line. Good guess, though. Not the chow line. Name something that begins with the word chow. C-H-O-W. Chow. What would it be? We've got chow mein and we've got chow down. We've got Gene in twice today. We've got Mary in three times. We've got Sharon in. We've got Charlene in. Who else is going to get in? Boo at the Zoo this weekend, or the Wilds, which are good through the end of this month. Name something that starts with the word chow. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Chowhound?
Chowhound. Chowhound is number three on the list. Who are we putting in today?
Judy Smith.
Judy S. All right, we got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Judy S. gets in on this one. Chowhound is number three on the list today. Name something that begins with the word chow. All righty, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
How about chow chow, like the dog?
Chow chow. What's a chow chow? It's number four, but what is a chow chow?
It's a big dog. It's a big fluffy dog.
Is that what those big dogs are with the long
legs?
Looks
like, yeah, and they look like they have a big mane like a lion.
Yeah, I tell you, those are strange-looking dogs.
Yes, they are. They have three black dots on their tongue.
Really? Now, what does that signify?
I don't know.
Just there. Well, that's interesting.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Chow Chow. Chow Chow is on the list. So we've got Chow Mein, Chow Hound, Chow Chow, and Chow Down. Still two answers left to go. Name something that starts with the word chow. C-H-O-W. We've got, again, Gene, Mary, Sharon, Charlene, Judy S. in the competition here. Still two answers left to go. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, have you ever been around a chow chow dog?
Yeah, I've seen people walking them, but not really been around them, no.
They have a bad smell to them.
They have an odor.
Oh, yeah.
Right, now, what do you attribute that to?
I don't know, but my sister had one, and boy, it had a bad smell to it all the time. I mean, she even washed it, too, and stuff, but it just must be, you know, the skin, you know, secretes, you know.
A trait of those dogs.
Yeah, it's a trait of those dogs. They smell.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
40 minutes past the hour. Well, we're learning all about chow chows here this morning on WWGH Radio. Name something that starts with the word chow. Two answers left here, still to pick off. All right, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
How about chowder?
Chowder, number two on the list. You have got it. Now, what kind of chowder do you like?
I don't care for chowder. My husband loves clam chowder.
Clam chowder is a big... Now, what goes into clam chowder?
Clams, cream, potatoes, onion.
I don't think you have
the
onion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Chowder's a big one. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
I think the Boardwalk on Put-in Bay is known for their clam chowder. All right, name something that starts with the word chow. We've got chow mein, chowder, chow hound, chow chow, chow down. One answer left. What could it be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that begins with the word chow. C-H-O-W. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Well, I think we lost that caller. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Name something that starts with the word chow. C-H-O-W. Here we go. Let's see what this caller has to say. Go ahead, caller.
How about chow time?
Chow time is the one. That's number six on the list. You got it. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Chow time is on the list. So we've got them all. Name something that starts with the word chow. It's chow mein, chowder, chow hound, chow chow, chow down, and chow time. All righty. Next category here today. See if we can get this one done in 18 minutes. Now remember, G-rated. You have to, not that you wouldn't be G-rated, but G-rated, okay? Name something that has to be licked. Name something that has to be licked. Six answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that has to be licked. We've got Charlene, Jean, Mary, Sharon, Judy S., Ralph, all in the competition here. Would love to get some more people in here. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
An envelope.
An envelope, absolutely. An envelope is number five on the list.
I was going to say stamp, but anymore you don't have to lick stamps.
Yeah, that is true. Envelopes are on the list. Who are we putting in? Judy Smith?
Yeah.
All right, Judy Smith in again. Thank you. Judy S. gets in again. Name something that has to be licked. An envelope, number five on the list. What are the other five answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that has to be licked. Does anybody know what those other five things will be? 43 coming up on 44 minutes past the hour. Boo at the Zoo tickets we're going to draw for at the end of this hour, or Wilds. The winner can pick whichever they would like. Name something that has to be licked. 740-383-9944. Not a hard category here. Go ahead, caller.
Ice cream cone.
Ice cream cones, number two on the list. Who are we putting in?
You can put me in, Ryan.
Okay, Ryan, we'll put you in here. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Scott.
We got Ryan in. Ice cream cones. So, name something that has to be licked. Something that has to be licked. All righty. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A sucker.
A sucker. Sucker lollipop, yeah. I'll go with that. Number one on the list. Thank you. Yes, lollipop, sucker, number one on the list today. Name something that has to be licked. We got a lollipop at one, ice cream cone at two, envelope at five, three left to go. Go ahead, caller.
He just took my answer.
All right, keep thinking.
Yep.
All right, name something that has to be licked. 740-383-9944. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
How about a stamp?
Stamp is number three on the list. We got you in, Bob. Bob gets in here on the tail end with a stamp. So we've got a lollipop, an ice cream cone, a stamp, an envelope. Two answers left to go. Name something that has to be licked. Something that has to be licked. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that has to be licked. Does anybody know what the final two answers are today? 46 minutes past the hour. Quite a few people in the competition here for the drawing that will come up. We've got Bob and Ralph and Ryan and Judy S. and Charlene and Jean and Mary and Sharon. And we've got some multiple entries. Two answers still left here. Name something that has to be licked. 740-383-9944. 46 and a half minutes past the hour here today. Name something that has to be licked. Does anybody know what the final two answers are? We've got a lollipop, an ice cream cone, a stamp, and an envelope. So far, there are still two answers out there that are eluding us today. What would those final two answers be? Something that has to be licked. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has this one caused a stump for people this morning? Something that has to be licked. Two answers left to go. And they're not really all that difficult of answers, to be honest with you here. They're things that people lick all the time. Name something that has to be licked. 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
You have to lick your lips.
Your lips. Number six on the list. You got it.
I got it again.
You did. Thank you. Mary gets in again. Your lips, of course, have to be licked. 740-383-9944. One answer now left in this particular category. Name something that has to be licked. We've got lollipop, ice cream, stamp, envelope, and your lips. But there is one answer left. What is the final answer? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that has to be licked. The final answer here in this particular category. Lollipop, ice cream cone, stamp, envelope, your lips. There is still one thing left. Something that has to be licked. 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour here. A lot of people entered in the competition. Somebody's going to go to Boo at the Zoo or the Wilds. But there's still time to get in if anybody can get this final answer in this category. 740-383-9944. Ralph, Judy S., Ryan, Bob, Mary, Charlene, Jean, Sharon, all in the competition, would love to get one more entry out of this category. Name something that has to be licked. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
What about your fingers?
Not your fingers. Good guess, though. Not your fingers. You know, the other day I was having a conversation about people who lick their fingers. And I don't know. That, well, we'll talk about that some other time. Go ahead, caller.
How about your fingers?
Not your fingers. Good guess, though. Not your fingers. No. A lot of people do lick their fingers, though. There's something about that, though, that is, I don't know. It's a very common thing, but you don't see a lot of young people doing that. I guess it's for traction, but who knows? 740-383-9944. Name something that has to be licked. 740-383-9944. Still one answer left on the list. Now remember, the answers we've already got. Lollipop, ice cream, stamp, envelope, and your lips. Still one answer left. What would it be? Something that has to be licked. 51 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, when kids get those tattoos, they have to lick them.
That's a good guess. Not on the list, though. No children's tattoos on the list today. Name something that has to be licked. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
A cow.
A cow?
Yeah, what's a cow lick?
Oh, man.
I'm here all day.
Well, you might get on Geraldo with that type of humor.
Shut up, don't. right, ciao.
Bye-bye. Okay. The old cowlick. Holy mackerel. All right. Wonder where that term came from, cowlick. That's a funny one. 740-383-9944. Name something that has to be licked. Something that has to be licked. We've got a lollipop, ice cream, stamp, envelope, and your lips. What is the one answer that we are missing? Does anybody know? We want to get you in on the competition here. Boo at the Zoo in the Wilds are the end result today. Boo at the Zoo or the Wilds? Boo at the Zoo, I think this is their first weekend. Oh, thank you. One category, one answer left in this particular category. We've blown through three categories today. Name something that has to be licked. Now, in the competition so far, we've got Ralph, Judy S., Ryan, Bob, Mary, Charlene. Who else do we have here? Mary, Sharon. Who else is going to get in here in our remaining 7 minutes? Does anybody know the final answer here? Name something that has to be licked. Now remember, we've got lollipop, ice cream, stamp, envelope, and your lips. All right, maybe this is the person who has the answer here today. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
A spoon when you're cooking.
You know, a spoon. That's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess. Not a spoon. Something that has to be licked. Mixer beaters. Who doesn't like to lick those? Especially after good cooking. Good cookie dough. Go ahead, caller.
Lick your wounds.
Lick your wounds. That's a good saying. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Lay back and lick your wounds after something. You ever notice when a kid gets hurt, they always lick the sore? Or lick the wound. Name something that has to be licked. One answer left on the list today. 54 minutes past the hour. Going to do a drawing here in about four and a half minutes. We've got tickets to the Boo at the Zoo, which starts this weekend. And we also have the Wilds, which are good through the end of this month. So you can have your pick, whichever you would like, 54 minutes past the hour. But we're kind of hung up here. In the category of name something that has to be licked. Now we've got lollipop, ice cream, stamp, envelope, and your lips. There is one answer left. It was the number four answer on this particular list. Name something that has to be licked. Think in the neighborhood of, how about this? Think in the neighborhood of food. I don't know if we fall in the category of food here, but think in the neighborhood of food. Not so much an envelope or a stamp or your lips or anything like that. Something that has to be licked, and it would fall in the food item. It would be something you buy at the grocery store. Something that has to be licked. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what that particular answer would be? Something that has to be licked. A food item. Now remember, we've already got the lollipop, the sucker, and we've already got the ice cream cone. But there is another food item that people lick. Coming up on 56 minutes past the hour. Gonna do the drawing here in about 2.5 minutes. Again, Boo at the Zoo or, we got ice cream cone. Ice cream was number one. Go ahead, caller.
Popsicle?
Popsicle. You have got it. The old popsicles that we lick all summer.
Alrighty.
You got it, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks,
all
God.
All right, Ryan. Listening from his workplace. We appreciate him out there. All right, yes, name something that has to be licked. Lollipop, ice cream, stamp, popsicle, envelope, and your lips. Now, we'll probably do this again at noon today, so we'll give away another pair of tickets to Boo at the Zoo or or the Wilds, which are good through the end of this month. Or maybe we'll do food. We do have some food giveaways we have not gotten to yet. So stay tuned today at 12:15 after the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, which comes on at 11:15 and runs through 12 o'clock today. So don't miss that. Okay, we've got about 3 minutes left here. We will shuffle, let me number these off, because we've got quite a few entries here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 19 entries today in the competition. All right, Pastor, shoot out a number between 1 and 19. 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All right, Ryan, you are the winner. Ryan, call back. Do you want Boo at the Zoo or do you want the Wilds? And remember our new policy. We can set the ticket outside the door, or if you send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, we will mail it to you. Again, 523 South Prospect here, Street here. Ryan, do you want Boo at the Zoo? Pair of tickets to Boo at the Zoo, or do you want a pair of tickets to the Wilds? Give us a buzz back here. 740-383-9944, but Ryan is our winner. And remember, we still do have tickets to be picked up here by, who do we have, Bobby, Daphne? I don't know if Ron got his tickets or not. I'm going to have to check that out. Okay, Ryan, what do you want here, Ryan? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take Boo at the Zoo.
Boo at the Zoo. Now, how are we going to get these tickets to you?
Oh, I can swing by the radio station. That's no problem.
Okay. Well, what time do you think? I want to make sure somebody's here for you.
You're there till 1, right?
I'm here till 1.
Okay. I'll swing by around 12:30 on my lunch break.
12:30. Sounds good, Ryan. Thanks.
All right. Thank Bye-bye. You, Scott.
All right, Ryan gets some Boo at the Zoo tickets, and he's going to swing by on his lunch break today and pick those up. All right, 1 minute left to go here in this program. Do want to remind everybody, the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up next on this station from 11:15 till 12 p.m., and then I'll be back from 12:15 to 1 today for the Exchange Club, and we will... maybe do some more of this. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know I did not pick my tickets up yet.
Yeah, so it must have been Ron who picked his tickets up.
But I'm going to let you know I'll probably be up there afternoon.
Afternoon, too? Okay, I'll have them for you, Ralph. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thanks. So we're going to see Ralph, and we're going to see Ryan. 2R, yeah. Ooh, went right on my brain there. Ralph and Ryan today will come and get their Zoo tickets between 12 or 12 and 1? Yeah. Boy, oh boy. This has been a long morning, I think. We're going to go to break here on WWGH Radio. Remember, we're streaming live all over the world, WWGH1071.com. And you can download the free TuneIn app anywhere and search WWGH Radio and listen all over the world on any mobile device.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really,